Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi guys, hope you're all doing well. Do me a favor, hit that like button, share the content, hit the notification bell, you know the drill. And if you want to support the work I do, please consider a super thanks or perhaps a Patreon or channel membership. Now, let's dig in. On the morning of Monday, February 26, 2024, 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers was reported missing. Law enforcement's radio chatter from that day reveals what went down starting from 6:39 a.m. until 4:20 p.m. I'm going to play you portions of this and then share my commentary about the information.
Caller advises of death and a 15-year-old male is not in the bed. He is white male, 3 blonde hair, approximately 5 foot, 120 pounds. I found to be wearing a black sweatshirt, black sweatpants. 2 male does have a form of autism. This is the first time it happened. I was going to be in the home before midnight. The doors are locked at this time.
10-4 around.
At 6:39 a.m., the operator says that there's a missing 15-year-old male. She states that the caller said that the 15-year-old is not in the bed. She doesn't say if this is a lady, Katie Proudfoot, or Chris Proudfoot. Chris Proudfoot has said in another interview that he called the sheriff's office that morning to report Sebastian missing. The caller also says that Sebastian is wearing a black sweatshirt, black sweatpants, and that he has a form of autism. The operator states that this is the first time it happened, meaning, I think, the first time Sebastian supposedly ran away. Then she says something curious. She says, quote, was going to be in home before midnight, end quote. What does that mean? Did the caller tell the operator that Sebastian was definitely still in the home before midnight? The way it's worded, it sounds like Sebastian was outside and was supposed to be back in the home before midnight. The operator then says the doors are locked at this time. Now, my understanding is that the Proudfoot home has a keypad type lock on the doors, so if the door is closed, the door should be locked at all times, right? At 6:42 a.m., we find out that the mother, Katie Proudfoot, is out driving around looking for Sebastian in the Victoria Place subdivision, which is just minutes away. By 6:56 a.m., a police officer is in the Proudfoots neighborhood. By 7:35 a.m., the authorities have checked all the local ERs and there's no sign of Sebastian. At 7:47 a.m., Code Red is launched. This is an early warning and notification system used to contact Hendersonville residents and businesses for warnings. Could be a warning about the weather, any kind of emergency, and any missing persons.
I'm dropped to you, 47-184-12. Once his son is out, the mother is driving around looking for him in the Victoria Place subdivision, and she is driving a baby blue Infiniti.
Let's get there and see what's going on. Go around search of the residence. We'll go from there. I'm in the area. Check on all the houses. I can see him.
ETN 10, who is this one? Around 3 missing 2 miles.
I took Hendersonville Medical Center ER, Center Station ER, Center Regional ER, and Skyline. All clear of the juvenile.
By 7:50 a.m., authorities are looking in a nearby construction site. It's muddy there, and lo and behold, one of the searchers says that he does have footprints. Now, the police know that Sebastian was not wearing any shoes, and I'm assuming that these are indeed footprints as opposed to shoe prints. I wonder what size foot they are. Was this checked? Did the footprints match Sebastian's foot?
We actually tracked back up going into the construction site over here, back towards the beach.
It's awful muddy. Do you see any footprints or anything? Couldn't have any shoes.
I do have some footprints.
Right there where you're standing?
Yeah, leading right over here to the retaining.
No shoes, just footprints?
He literally dug into it. Max led me straight to the retaining. And dashed into the water.
Now, do you see any footprints around it?
There was a few footprints in some of the softer dirt. headed straight this way on the track that he was running.
So the man says that the footprints lead straight to the retaining pond, and there are more than one set of footprints in the softer dirt. And the officer says, quote, they were on the track that he was running. Does this mean law enforcement believes Sebastian was barefoot running in that direction?
Do we have a picture yet? That's something. Where was that heat signature at?
Where the riprap is, where the trees are. 25 feet, maybe out in Terminator.
Did you hear them mention a heat signature? Heat signatures are apparently created by the thermal energy that is emitted by an object, such as a vehicle or a person, and it can be detected by infrared sensors or thermal imaging equipment. I would think that maybe they spotted this using drones.
There's somebody standing in the woods. It looks like a person. It is a person, we know, but there's another pond. He's standing back there by himself. Past the construction zone in the same area back there. The north end of it, yeah. Down over here, it was straight back. There's a person in the woods by that pond. There's the house on the other side of the tree line. Going back toward beach or going on the back side. Yeah, on the back side, and he's not moving. He's just standing there by himself in the woods.
It's Hendersonville 517. I'm on the northeast corner in the cemetery across the tree line. Am I close?
No, the backside. Nikki, if you can, do you have anybody there with you?
Stand by. Let me see if I can find on my map. I got my drone ground for the moment, and I'll see if I can do it. There it gets over.
One of the two. I'm in my truck. Two, there's four of us on foot coming across the yard. Start directions. 19 on the thing.
Straight in, straight in. Keep it on. Go left. If you come back, you passed it. There's one. Long as you're going. Into the woods, it's woods. You should be about 15 foot from it.
What's the gentleman's first name?
Should be all over it, whatever it is right there. The two people walking the woods.
So someone in a helicopter spots someone standing in the woods by himself past the construction zone, which is next to Sebastian's neighborhood. It turns out to be a mannequin. Now, what the F is a mannequin doing just standing there in the tree line? Sounds so bizarre. However, the more I think about it, I actually have a mannequin in my garage that I used to use to sell clothes on Poshmark. But again, it's in my garage. It's not in my yard or out in the woods. These people in Henderson are a little kinky.
Sorry, guys. Look just like a person from the air. Henderson 066. What's the name of the child that we're looking for?
First name is Pat.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
First name is Pat. Last clothing description was black sweatpants with a white stripe, black long-sleeve t-shirt with a friend.
Nikki, how many drones do you all have up?
One at the moment.
I've got mine grounded so I can get started up. I'll be back in the air momentarily.
29 Central, I'm thinking. Put two out here, will be.
And four, has anybody been there since the initial? There's a whole bunch of people right now.
One of the officers mentioned that Sebastian's wearing black sweatpants with a white stripe and a long-sleeve black t-shirt. So right here we're playing a little of that phone game because the description of his clothing has changed a little from what they said earlier, which was a black sweatshirt and black sweatpants. Now, a drone is up by 8:30 a.m., and mounted police are about to arrive. These people were searching high and low for Sebastian. By 8:44 a.m., officials want to start their search over, starting at Sebastian's house, and that's also when a neighbor tells officials that he's found Sebastian under his son's car in his driveway in the past. That house is across the street from the Proudfoot, two doors down. By 8:48 a.m., canine searches are starting to take place.
Four in the morning. Can you help me listen to the radio on the north end until we wrap this up, please?
Yes, sir.
Brandon, you've got Hendersonville Mountain Patrol coming up there, and Joe's sending some more cars if we can start from the beginning, from the original house, and set up a new plan up there.
10-4, that's what we're doing now, sir. Thank you.
one all year. So neighbor advised that he's found the child under his son's car, which is across the street, two doors up. So be sure and search under cars and under things.
Who do you want to go with this other canine search and rescue?
I just talked to the GC of the construction back here. He's going to start giving the word out to all these crews that are out here working.
So just before 9 a.m., an officer advises that all the nearby construction workers are going to be told to keep an eye out for Sebastian. By 9:10 a.m., a drone is being sent over to a trash can to look inside. A second code red is also sent out. By 9:17 a.m., officers are told to meet at the Proudfoot residence. The search is going to start anew at the beginning of Kelly Lane. The officers are looking around all the nearby houses. At 9:42 a.m., a female dispatcher says that a caller in a van stated that she saw a person with sandy blonde hair with a bag wrapped around his head on Hogan's Branch Road. What does that mean? She didn't say over his head. She said wrapped around his head. This was believed to be a male child. He had a jacket on, and the sighting occurred 2 hours before the call, so the sighting would have been around 7:42 a.m. The officers mentioned that Sebastian had, quote, ties to White House High School, and every time he gets in trouble, he wants to go back to White House. Interesting. Sounds like he did this several times. Does this mean that he got in trouble quite often? Maybe. Who were the people there that he had ties to? Teachers, friends. 9:46 a.m., the cops are running checks on certain vehicles they see in the area. The officers are also going to the homes that have security cameras, and they're trying to get video footage. Then there's talk around 9:52 a.m. as to whether anyone's asked Katie and Chris Proudfoot if Sebastian has a purple hoodie. In the end, it sounds like he does not have one. I'm wondering if this was the jacket that the lady in the van said she saw this child wearing. The officers then go and check out the bowling alley where Sebastian and Katie went on Sunday. By 10 a.m., everyone in Hendersonville is looking for Sebastian, pretty much. At 10:09 a.m., a resident calls the police to report a male with a black shirt on, black shorts, and a phone in his hand coming across the construction. And when the resident made contact with this guy, the guy apparently turns around and heads back into the woods at the top of Kelly Lane. But of course, Sebastian is said to be wearing a long-sleeved black sweatshirt and black sweatpants, and he left his phone at home. So was this a kid walking to school? Is it normal to find people popping out of the woods at 10 a.m. on a Monday?
Put a drone right over top of this trash can, this dumpster, if there's anything in it. 184 is going to send you a picture.
You send out a code red for 1008 Stafford.
Code red was sent out at 0745 this morning.
24. We will send that in good. Can we retry that, please?
10-4, will it?
12-188.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you come to 1008, please? 12 to any units they're going to be assisting with 1008. Please come to 1008 Stafford Court now, please.
Start at the beginning of Kelly Lane 1000. We're going to work our way north of Kelly Lane. That's fine. I'll get these two houses right here, and we'll take the right side. The white Ford truck, that's the Hendersonville officer's house that's with me.
So when they talk about sending 8 units to 1008, they are talking about the Proudfoot residence.
That house hasn't been checked. The next house up from it, see the white Ford in the driveway?
Will you log a neighborhood Facebook page? Post was made. 1023 checked. No motion on camera.
Okay, yeah, I'm down. We had an additional caller call in that was in the van, stating she saw someone that made the description on Hogan's Branch, male with sandy blonde hair, with a bag wrapped around his head, just a hat on a reflective jacket, approximately 2 hours ago.
30 command. 139 will be in has a camera, but nobody's answering the door.
He had some ties at White House High School, and every time he got in trouble, he wanted to go back to White House, so I notify White House PD, we're notifying them, sir.
10-4. 10-4, that was the cameras, correct?
asking for. Nobody's answering. Nobody's home.
At 11:32 a.m., somebody reports a juvenile in black pants and a red t-shirt who is shaking like someone with autism. First of all, not everybody with autism shakes. And secondly, we know that Sebastian was wearing black sweatpants and a long-sleeve black sweatshirt. Maybe, though, he had a red t-shirt underneath the black sweatshirt, although Katie Proudfoot didn't mention that. Another resident in the area tells the officials that he's seen Sebastian walking in his neighborhood in the past. By 12:30 a.m., canines are checking the Proudfoot house. Then, a kid matching the description is said to be hiding under Lower Station Camp behind the market. It sounds like a lady called this in, and then when she tried to get down there to check this child out, by the time she made it, the kid was gone. Then, at 4:20, somebody calls in to say that there's somebody in black along a tree line, and that turns out to be a police officer. What all this chatter tells me is that the local law enforcement were really going everywhere in that area. They were knocking on every house. They were looking for security cameras everywhere. They were chasing down every tip. Those living in Hendersonville were also looking for Sebastian. You would think that if he was in that area, that they would have found him. I mean, how far can a little kid with bare feet get? Also, did he take any water, any food with him? Could he have gotten stuck in a chimney like that other child? I don't know. Seems like everybody's been looking everywhere. So it really seems more likely that someone took him somewhere in a car. Statistics say that every 40 seconds, a child goes missing or is abducted in the United States. Approximately 840,000 children are reported missing each year. According to the experts, most missing and abducted children cases are resolved within hours, but many involve situations where a child goes missing permanently or for an extended period. Apparently, family kidnappings make up half of all reported abductions in the United States, and it's typically committed by parents, and it involves a significantly higher proportion of female perpetrators when compared to other kidnapping offenses. That is very interesting. You know, Katie Proudfoot is the last person, supposedly, to see Sebastian alive and well. But of course, he was already in her care, so she wouldn't really be kidnapping him. But maybe she kidnapped him in a sense because something bad happened and she needed to take him away so that nobody would find out. But statistics also say that 1 in 7 children between the ages of 10 and 18 will run away from home, and young people between the ages of 12 and 17 are at a greater risk to become homeless than adults. 75% of runaways are females, and listen to this, half of all runaways report that they are escaping DV in the home. That might be redundant. While 38% escape emotional abuse, and 17% acknowledged being subjected to SA by a family or household member. So that's where we're at. Nobody seems to know where Sebastian is. His father has hired 2 private eyes to help him look. They're going to go back over the whole area around the house to search once again. And let's hope that Seth Rogers, Sebastian's father, gets answers and finds his son. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories.